So today we're going to look at Acts 27, and we're going to start at verse 27. It says, on the 14th night, we were still being driven across the Adriatic Sea. We don't know how long the storm is going to last. 13 days, 14 days, 21 days, 90 days, I don't know. When about midnight, the sailors sensed they were approaching land. They took soundings and found that the water was 120 feet deep. A short time later, they took soundings again and found it was 90 feet deep. Fearing that they would be dashed against the rocks, they dropped four anchors from the stern and prayed for daylight. In an attempt to escape from the ship, the sailors let the lifeboat down into the sea, pretending they were going to lower some anchors on the bow. Then Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved. So the soldiers cut the ropes they held that held the lifeboat and let it fall away. We can preach allegorically and say, so what anchors should we drop at this time? Or we can preach theologically and go to the book of Hebrews, where it says that Jesus, who is a priest in the order of Melchizedek, is actually the anchor of our souls. And so although the storm is raging, friends, we have an anchor that is in the presence of God. And so that anchor is dropped into the very heart of God by Jesus, who is sitting at his right hand side. So it doesn't matter what's going around us, we are secure. Our future is completely secure. It doesn't matter if the storm rages for 2 weeks or for 2 months or for 2 years, we are anchored in the finished work of Christ. And from that we should take faith. The second thing that happens here is Paul says, don't let them get onto their lifeboat and disappear. It's not the time, friends, to run away from the promises of God. Or the church of God, or the ways of God. Paul says you must stay close. Because when you're close to the promises of God and the teachings of Christ, you'll be okay. Don't break away at the sea. Don't try and make a plan like these sailors were doing to go and do their own thing and hopefully rescue themselves. Stick close to the promises of God. Stick close to the Bible at this time. Just before dawn, Paul urged them all to eat. For the last 14 days, he said, you have been in constant suspense and have gone without food. You haven't eaten anything. Now I urge you to take some food. Friends, I want to say to you, I know it's difficult for people now. I know I'm a pastor. I can feel the suspense of people. And the questions that are not answered. And some of you are really worried about your futures. We are praying. We are crying out to God. There are 12 scriptures that I'm praying over you every day. And the elders are praying every day. And despite the suspense, I want to tell you that you're being very, very well cared for and very well looked after. And that we are bringing you before God on a daily basis. And I've always said, what church would I like to belong to? And to me, it would be a church that prays. That in the midst of the stress and the situations and the economy, we are presenting our people before God. And that should bring peace into your heart. Not one of you will lose a single hair. Now I urge you to take some food. You need to survive. Not one of you will lose a single hair from his head. After he said this, he took some bread and he gave thanks to God in front of them all. Then he broke it and he began to eat. I'm not quite sure when you last broke bread together as a family. Sitting in front of Paul with 276 unsaved sailors, military men, cussing, swearing, probably immoral, violent, very worldly men. But in the midst of the greatest crisis of their lives, Paul the Apostle stood up, took the bread, the symbol of Christ, and he broke it in front of them. And ate it. He gave thanks to God. And I want to say, in the midst of all of our brokenness, Jesus came into a very broken world. And the Bible says his own body was broken so that we could find healing. And while you are feeling lonely, feeling isolated, feeling nervous about the future, just remember this, Jesus was broken so that you and I can be whole, so that you and I can find courage, God put us into one body called the church. And right now, God is busy uniting the church, motivating the church, waking up the church to be the one body that Christ wanted us to be. They were all encouraged and ate some food themselves. Altogether, there were 276 of us on board. When they'd eaten as much as they wanted, they lightened the ship by throwing the grain into the sea. When daylight came, they did not recognize the land, but they saw a bay with a sandy beach where they decided to run the ship aground if they could. Cutting loose the anchors, they left them in the sea and at the same time untied the ropes that held the rudders. Then they hoisted the foresail to the wind and made for the beach. But the ship struck a sandbar and ran aground. The bow struck fast and would not move, and the stern was broken to pieces by the pounding of the surf. The soldiers planned to kill the prisoners to prevent any of them from swimming away and escaping. But the centurion wanted to spare Paul's life and kept them from carrying out their plan. He ordered those who could swim to jump overboard first and to get to land. The rest were to get on planks or on pieces of the ship. In this way, everyone reached land in safety. Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta, and the islanders showed us unusual kindness. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. Friends, we do not know what is on the other side of the storm. But on the other side of this storm was a group of people that they had never met before that showed them unusual kindness. And I know what God is busy doing now is He's busy working in people's hearts, and we're going to meet new people on the other side of the storm, and we're going to see the church operate in ways that we've never ever seen before. We are going to learn how to share our possessions. We are going to learn how to share our dining room tables. We are going to learn how to create business opportunities for people. We are going to take people that have been stranded and show them unusual kindness. When I look at Paul through the scripture, he offers advice. And I believe the number one advice Paul offers us is always about the Father heart of God. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father. The second thing he implores us to is to remain courageous, not based on an emotion, but based on the unchanging promises of God. The third thing, friends, is that even though the heavens seem closed, theologically the Bible says the heavens are open and we can access them. The fourth thing, it says do not make a plan for yourself. Do not cut away the lifeboat and try your own thing. Stick close to the promises of God. Stick close to the heart of God. Stick close to the church of God at this time. The fifth thing is that we break bread together. We learn what the brokenness of Christ means for us so that we can be made whole. And the sixth thing, friends, is that we will see and trust God for an unusual kindness to touch the church, to touch VCI, to touch the people of Pretoria, and to touch everybody who's watching this right now. I ask God to bless you, to keep you, to look after you, to show you, to grow you, to protect you, to nurture you. This is the prayer I pray many times. The Father is greater than all, and nobody can snatch us from the Father's hand. Father, I pray again, put your hand around all the members of 3CI and their families, Lord God, and everybody who's watching this. Put your hand around them and take care of them in Jesus' name. Amen.